Good evening. So typically we think of Rosh Chodesh as a relatively positive day on the Jewish calendar. That's true 11 out of the 12 months of the year. But we know when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, so Mishenichnas Av Matin Besimcha. And you might have thought, why? Maybe we should just start the Minhage Avelos of the 9 days. It should be 8 days. And it should start with the second day of Av. Why begin on Rosh Chodesh Av? It really doesn't seem to make any sense. And second of all, I ask you a separate kasha, which is that a couple of weeks ago we learned the halachas of the Ir Miklat, the person who kills somebody unintentionally, they negligent homicide, and we know they go to an Ir Miklat, they go to a city of refuge where they are protected from the Gaal Adam, from the family of the person who was killed. And we know the way that a person gets out of the Ir Miklat is how? By the death of the Kohen Gadol. And the kasha is why? What does the death of the Kohen Gadol have to do with a person leaving the Ir Miklat? Why are the two things related at all? So let's do the first question first. Question number one, why start the 9 days on Rosh Chodesh Av? So the Kaf HaChaim writes that even though most Rosh Chodeshim are a time of Simcha, Rosh Chodesh Av is uniquely sad because it was the death of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's Yortzeit, one of the only Yortzeits we find in the entire Torah, is told to us in Parashas Maaseh that Aaron died on the first day of the fifth month. And so why is the death of Aaron such a tragic day? Because you know that Aaron was the Ohev Shalom, the Rodeh Shalom. Aaron was the person who created Shalom Bayis in Klal Yisrael. All the stories were told. He would go to this person saying, that guy really feels bad, and goes to the other guy and says, that guy felt bad, and he'd make Shalom. He would go, not just he would, you know, was a person who made peace in his own life. He would go out of his way to make Shalom in other people's lives. So when Aaron passed away, it was like a day of mourning for all of Klal Yisrael, not just because he was a leader in general, because he was a unique type of leader. And therefore, the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh is tempered. Rosh Chodesh Av is tempered because it was the day when we lost Aaron HaKohen. And that's true. It makes actually a lot of sense. And that's why the 9 days commence on Rosh Chodesh Av, which is the day that Aaron HaKohen passed away. So let's go to our second question. Why is the death of the Kohen Gadol have anything to do with the Ir Miklat? So the Sefer Chinuch writes that there are actually a number of reasons why a person went to the Ir Miklat. Number one, we know, is a place to be protected from the wrath of the Gaal Adam. But the Sefer Chinuch adds that there's also a psychological element to the mitzvah also. The only thing more painful, or I don't say more painful, but to add insult to injury for a family member who lost someone to a negligent homicide, with that being to go to shul every day and see the murderer in shul every time. You can walk around the neighborhood and you can see that person who, again, by negligence, but nevertheless, caused this terrible, horrible tragedy in your life, it's a terrible thing. So by sending the Gaal Adam to the Ir Miklat, you actually take away some of the pain for the family, not having to watch this, see this person each and every day. Okay, so then what does the death of the Kohen Gadol have to do with anything? So I once heard a very, I thought, unique, beautiful pshat. I remember Rafi Mandelstam, Rebbe at TABC, said a beautiful pshat. He said that the Kohen Gadol is the representative of Aaron HaKohen in every generation. So what happens when the Kohen Gadol dies? When the Kohen Gadol dies, all of Klal Yisrael does like a little cheshbon nefesh in terms of the inyan of Avos Yisrael. And so then when the Kohen Gadol dies, and now what happens? Everyone starts to think a little bit, you know, how could I be more like an Aaron HaKohen? How could I have a little more Avos Yisrael in my life? And so what happens? So we can assume that even if maybe when this you know, negligent murderer is released, the family is not going to forgive him, maybe. That's too far. But at least they can tolerate him. Maybe now at least they see him on the street and they can have a little more calm in their life. Why? Because they've had a chance to reflect on what it means to be an Ohev Yisrael. And therefore, the death of the Kohen Gadol is the moment when we feel that the families can manage having the murderer return to society. In which case, you know, it should be no surprise at all that the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen is the beginning of the 9 days, right? Because that is the time of that reflection. So this idea of the 9 days beginning with the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen is actually perfectly fitting as a time of total of reflection for ourselves constantly. And we've talked about it a lot over the last few days, and we'll continue to talk about it for the next couple of days. The opportunity for a person to really reflect, to stop and to think and to consider ways that we can increase Avos Yisrael in our lives, and hopefully by doing so, create the Avos Yisrael in general in all of Klal Yisrael.